Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Miracle Honey for ED, plus Bobby Goldsboro and Smoky Mountain Bears. It's all coming up right after this.
With us in the studio, comedian Jesse Joyce. Now, I'm trying to remember, but am I correct in saying that you've quit all alcohol and... Good for you. You had some issues, I gather.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
A little obnoxious, were you?
No, I was actually just like a fun drunk. But like my problem is that I would end up just like befriending any jackass who would enable me all night long, you know?
Okay.
And I'd always have like a moment where I'd remember it. Like I'd realize that like I don't really like or know this guy. You know, it occurred to me at like 3, you know, like you realize, Jesse, you're doing it again. Like, you know, it's 4 in the morning and you're hanging out at a gay bar with a beekeeper. Why are you doing that?
Hey, how did we get here?
Yeah,
but I'm like, that's fascinating.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's how we get honey.
No, wow. Really? Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I used to think I was like a wine guy. You know, like it's kind of the goofy thing. Like you convince yourself of a bunch of crap when you're, you know, like an active alcoholic, you know. Like I used to fancy that I was like a wine guy, you know, like I knew stuff. I don't know. I'd be like, oh, yes, that's a 79 Cabernet. It's got a light insouciance of autumn. It opens with that. It finishes with you impregnating a waffle waitress.
Yes.
Yes, that Merlot has a bold, playful palate. That's a real skank banger. Be careful my imbibing, my friend. Yes. This Chardonnay is robust and whimsical. It's great with salmon and fist fights with state troopers. Just be aware of that.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Mr. Godwin, through the glass in his isolation booth. Now, I sent you that information. I didn't want to give too much of the story away.
It's almost
about,
there.
About a fake, kind of a fake Viagra thing.
Yeah, I think I'm
you got
close
the story.
To be,
okay,
close
okay,
to being
okay.
Ready,
we'll get to that coming up in a minute then. Now, there's
you
really
mean
cheap.
Set that aside. Faux? It said fake faux. I think you say faux now. Fake's out.
Okay. Well,
that lets me know when he's ready.
All right. It's faux.
I'm ready.
It's faux yo faulus. No, wait a minute. Faux your phallus.
What?
This is a minefield.
Yeah. Yeah, a good point.
Faux phallus.
Love is a minefield.
It's about a...
That's a battlefield.
Do you have that story?
I do have it. Oh. Look out, Viagra. Here comes male enhancement honey. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Mississippi seized a shipment of so-called male enhancement honey from Turkey. According to the agency, CBP officers in Jackson randomly selected the package for inspection in a box labeled Kitchen Ornament and Turkish Delight Set. Officers discovered the shipment contained 1,440 packets of Miracle Honey. The authorities noted the product's packaging featured labels claiming, quote, you're harder now. Well, a website of one of the products reads, Miracle Honey is an instant source of energy and enhancement of male vitality.
That's how the anchors would read it on.
Of course they would.
On NBC.
Nora O'Donnell with CBS News. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, Nora.
Our research and development team has developed the Miracle Honey to add sexual impotence or to heal sexual impotence and sterility, as well as provide a vast energy source. An analysis found the product, though, did not contain any honey at all, but rather...
Josh.
Corn syrup.
Yeah, I know.
Want to take that?
One of my biggest pet peeves.
Yes, Tom, you wrote the story. What do you
just
want?
Just let him go.
Question.
Yeah. He had his hand raised.
Yes, yeah. I reviewed the story. I didn't want to interrupt.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Yes, you
today.
Did. Well, anyway, yeah.
I have a question. This is in packets called Miracle Honey. Now, this is a legit question. Is this a topical product or is this something you eat?
No, it's you ingest it. It's honey. You eat honey.
Yeah, you don't.
I would have thought topical.
I would have thought topical too, but
no,
I guess.
That would get way too sticky.
Why would it be honey? Well,
yeah, but I just thought honey was.
Isn't that sort of your goal?
No, you want slidey, not sticky.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Slidey.
You probably would eat it.
Well, you think so? Yeah.
Authorities seized the shipment for being in violation of the United States Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Well, it's all corn syrup, so yeah.
But what's the name of it again?
Miracle Honey.
Miracle Honey. Male Enhancement Honey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, it's more male enhancement honey.
No. I hear you tried it, Pat. You got nothing, honey.
Oh, that's beautiful. There we go. Man, that's some good business.
That is so mean. I'm so sorry.
Good act you got there, Jim.
I know that as horny as you are, Pat, when the time comes, I believe the term diamond cutter will be appropriate. So you have a song about this?
Yeah, I could have gone with Honey by the Archies. No. Let's see what else.
You mean, honey, sugar?
You mean sugar?
You mean sugar?
Sugar,
right.
Sugar,
yeah.
Honey.
That's why I didn't go with it.
Sugar,
it
honey.
Good thing you didn't go with
Bobby
that.
Goldsboro.
Oh, yeah.
Honey.
Yes.
Beautiful song.
I love that song. What the heck?
You're the one. See my crotch, how big it's grown. Yep. But without these herbs and male hormones, it isn't big. It may be short, but it's thin. Yeah. Girls laughed at me when I disrobe. Before I got my special honey, it was just a twig. A twig. U.S. Customs found and seized a miracle from the honeybees called Turkish Delight. Turkish Delight. It's not real honey, so they say, but it worked for me anyway, and I have a date tonight.
Oh.
Date tonight.
Oh, male enhancement, honey, I miss you. You were working so good. Yeah. You took my sapling and turned it into wood.
Oh.
A red one.
Oh,
big
nice.
Oak tree.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Nice.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
So, once again, seized in Mississippi by the U.S. Customs people.
Mm-hmm. Indeed ingested.
Oh, it is ingested. Yeah. I would have thought it was a topical thing. That once again, the claim is this,
same here.
This type of honey actually makes your manhood more tumescent, I guess would be the word.
The problem is that these can be very problematic with what's in them. Chemicals and stuff. Like
yeah, pharmaceuticals that they don't list. Yeah.
Oh, really?
According to this article, I was just looking at
it. In other words, if you see this stuff, stay away from it.
Right. Yeah.
This is the stuff that you would
there
find
no
years meals. Ago in vending machines, truck stops.
Exactly. Yeah, you still do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You mean like extends with
exactly.
a Z.
Yeah.
You still see those.
But honey actually is sort of a miracle drug for people with allergies.
That
you
is
get,
true.
You get local honey. I have bad allergy problems. And local honey, it gets the allergens. It's like a mini vaccine. It's great.
Yep.
Yeah, but you don't put it on your...
How do you?
Yeah,
know?
You don't put this on your.
Well, you almost say, yeah.
No, you shove honey
all,
in your nose.
First of all, how do you know what he does with his honey? It's none of your business.
That's exactly right.
You know something? I consider myself a failure as a father in many ways.
Why?
I just hope that none of my sons have to topically use honey in the bedroom.
Here's a topic for you, Tom. Who used the most diaper rash cream when they were babies? Willie, Sam.
It's got to be me. I still have a chafing issue to this day.
No kidding?
Oh, it's got to be me.
Is that right, Tom?
I don't know. Desitin. I would like to do commercial. That's the greatest product ever invented.
Absolutely.
You can take a baby's butt that looks like a pepperoni pizza, put the Desitin on it. Next thing you know, it's smooth as a cloud of the sky.
Wow. How about that?
Great product. But we're talking about a fake product here. The actual name of it, is it literally called
Miracle Honey?
Miracle Honey, but you're supposed to eat it, and it's supposed to make you more Manly. Now, the song that you just did a knockoff on, Pat.
Yeah, one of the worst songs of all time.
Oh, come on.
It was lovely.
Oh,
you want to hear the heck? Kiss my neck.
Oh, when he says, when he says what the heck, that
is so bad.
I don't know if I know the song.
You don't know the song?
Bobby Goldsboro?
Listen to this.
I don't want to ruin the plot. This is kind of a spoiler alert, but she doesn't survive.
Is that a woman or a theremin?
That's a good question.
Now, can you title a chapter of your book? Is that a woman or a theremin?
Honey, is that you or the
theremin? Either way, I'm screwing it.
That's right.
Here we go. Here it comes. I'm sorry. So you hear the theremin.
It's got to be a theremin.
No, I think it's just like a siren type woman, I think.
I don't think that's a woman.
Something.
Oh, yeah. Let's listen to it over and over.
I think it is a lady.
Yeah, it's a lady.
Okay.
Oh, it's Martha Theremin.
See the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big.
It wasn't big.
It's terrible.
And this is where Pat's great twig joke came in. And
I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig.
So you see, his girlfriend.
They do a lot of stuff together.
She plants the thing.
The SWAT team were at the
door.
They're
kind of giggling. And
I killed you, you effing whore.
Excuse me.
That's not. I'm sorry, sir.
That's not what I was doing.
Could we?
You took my 401k.
It's always important to have some respect, okay, for the artist.
For the dead?
Here we go.
Then the first snow came and she ran up to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die.
She's saving this little tree from the snow.
Right.
Apparently.
She's a good woman.
Believe it or not, I'm able to follow this.
Hang on a second. Does this imply that she brought her death on herself for her cleaning snow
pneumonia.
Off the tree?
Yes, she gets pneumonia cleaning the tree.
Son of a gun.
Came running in all excited. Slipped and almost hurt herself.
Mm-hmm. She broke her neck.
Oh, you laughed. You almost hurt herself.
I forgot about this injury early in the song.
Oh, yeah.
Where she falls over.
Could
have been a blood clot.
This was number one, I'll have
number
you know.
Number one, baby.
This was a huge hit.
Wait to hear the heck.
Here we go.
On what planet?
It's the worst.
She was always young at heart.
Young at heart.
Kind of dumb and kind of smart.
What?
And I loved her so.
No, honey. No, she's kind of dumb and kind of smart. No, everyone does it this way. This is how you have babies.
Sounds like he's talking about a dog.
She's kind of dumb but kind of smart. She's average.
Okay.
And I surprised her with a puppy. Kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago.
That's great, sir.
You're
and it would sure.
It hasn't gotten to the payoff yet, by the way.
Oh, it takes a while.
Okay. Or embarrass her when I came in from working late.
She's doing my friend.
Because I would know
with glitter on my face.
That she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late show.
So this guy's going to strip clubs.
It gets worse
after work.
While his wife's watching Hallmark movies, crying at home by herself.
And honey, I miss you.
And then there's
the ghost.
Yeah, it sounds like a death ray.
Yes.
Okay, so at this point, we can assume that she's deceased.
Yes, we can.
Really?
No, she doesn't die yet.
I don't think
he's missing. He's in the present moment.
Honey,
he's missing.
He's
her.
I think there's a whole verse where her life ebbs away.
Yeah, okay. He goes to the doctor.
And I'm being good.
He's being good.
Yeah,
she's going to remember.
And I love to be with you.
The one with the giant
can. I take a shovel?
If only I could.
We're going to need a backhoe.
He could.
She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad. What the heck?
Here we go.
What's the
pay attention, bitch.
To the road.
How could you wreck the
blinker? I tried to tell you.
You were texting. I knew it.
The puppy got on your lap.
Yeah, that song, that is in the family of songs where you are polishing your materials. You're a serial killer.
Mother, do not bother me when I'm with my thing.
What? Who did that?
Bobby Goldsboro.
Bobby Goldsboro.
Is Bobby Goldsboro dead?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
No? He had some of the most magnificent hair.
May I?
Do the heck in the neck run. You got the heck in the neck coming up.
The heck in the neck?
Yeah, watch this.
We'll have to come back later.
Okay.
That's a little bit of Bobby Goldsboro for you.
I got news for you. Bobby's still with us.
I hope he's living in
Texas. He's 80 years old.
I hope he's suffering some.
And his lawyer's online, too.
Bobby.
What, didn't he have another song called, like, Watching Scotty Grow or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kind of a theme there.
She dies in that, too.
Watching Scotty Grow.
Back in the day when KTEL would do those themed collections, you suppose they ever did one? Because, I mean, there are a lot of songs.
Yeah.
He was not a good-looking man early either, when he was younger.
I think he had sideburns and real bushy, hard helmet hair.
And, helmet head, just like Chick said.
He was always on The Tonight Show.
Well, it was the fashion at the time.
I don't care.
He sure sucked. Boy.
Now, we were talking about this because of this new product out there.
Miracle Honey.
That alleges to be a, what's the word I'm looking for? A male enhancement not drug, but a
supplement.
Supplement, thank you. Got this text message. Try eating the honey they're talking about with a bottle of water. My husband purchased it at a local convenience store. By the way, it works.
Okay, it does, but that's because there are pharmaceuticals in it that they're not listing on the package. I just read an article.
Yeah, and that's anecdotal. Tell people that they
should. No, I'm just reading it.
It can be dangerous if you don't know what the pharmaceuticals are that are in it.
Sure, exactly.
Okay, Spanish fly.
Ersatz.
So be on the lookout for male enhancement honey. Apparently, Turkish male enhancement honey recently seized at the Mississippi border in little packets.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where would you buy that stuff?
I'm sure there's plenty of it coming through if they just happen to catch this one box of it.
Wherever fine fireworks are sold. Get yours today.
I think the giveaway was that this thing it came in, because usually honey comes in those little bears.
Yes. Oh, is it? Oh,
this thing came in something, I can't really describe it. It was rather veiny and appeared to have been circumcised, which I think is rather unusual for a plastic bottle.
That's got a place for the honey
somehow.
Sure.
Now, Christy, you are at your base. What have we missed?
Visitors to Great Smoky Mountains National Park have been accused, apparently.
Can we do something about this?
Jiminy,
no vacation.
Either light it or put it out.
See, it's smoky.
Because it's really foggy if you've ever driven through them. Duh. Feeding peanut butter to a bear. The feeding was captured on video. Rangers said the visitors confessed and have been fined.
How stupid.
The 100. The 100 pounds.
Because it's peanut butter. You know what a bear will do? They'll bite off hand in a jiffy. Dear dumbass, it's Jif, not Jiffy. What is Jiffy? Oh, that's the popcorn. Sorry.
The 100-pound male bear had been feeding on walnuts for several weeks along Cadiz Cove Loop Road, according to Rangers. Biologists suspected it was fed by visitors because it started to appear food conditioned.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Black bears are deceiving. They look small and cuddly, but they still have very strong paws.
Teeth.
Yeah, and claws.
Well, you know when you eat a peanut butter sandwich and you need a cold glass of milk to wash it down?
Do
you know what bears use when they want? Is human blood.
That's really refreshing.
Well, you know, as they say, I know everyone knows this, that the peanut butter sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
With a bear, not only does the peanut butter stick to the roof of a bear's mouth, so do your fingers, your toes, your face. Dave's on the roof of my mouth there.
That's got to be a bad way to go, right?
Worst.
Part of you being eaten.
Yeah.
It's really, but it's still kind of slow.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would say, take me, bear. Take me to the next stage.
No. That's terrifying.
Right. Open up my third eye. Yes.
That said, have not been to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park yet, make it
beautiful.
An immediate trip.
And you were just there.
Yeah. And gosh,
you rented
incredible.
That place.
Yeah.
Saw some bears.
To watch the sugar flying squirrels.
Oh, yeah. The sugar gliders would fly down onto the deck every night.
Boy, that's something. Huh?
Did you feed them?
Yeah. Yes. They would go down to the bird feeders.
Did you see bears?
No.
Oh.
No, I wanted to very badly.
You didn't?
No. I even threw some
peanut butter sandwiches.
I even did what you're not supposed to do.
He doesn't throw those.
I had I had raw meat and I was throwing it out off my.
Really?
Raw meat.
Okay. Eaten by a grizzly.
All right.
No, I just wanted to see if bears would show up.
You're a menace.
Okay. Nobody else was in the cabin. They would have come. Nobody was around.
I was just down there.
Good
when
God.
Was I down there? Last December, and I saw two bears.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you can see them. Yeah, I just didn't.
And I was on a golf cart.
Oh, man.
Wow. Really?
God. Okay, think about that statement.
Do you mind if we play through?
No, I wasn't on a golf course.
He wasn't even playing golf. He was
no, no, there was a golf cart you would take up to this restaurant, and there were bears in the road.
Yeah,
golf cart. They tell you there are bears around here.
That's cool.
There were bears around here.
That's kind of
dope. I got to go back.
Did the guy who told you there are bears around here kind of had a long, pointy nose?
Yes, yes. Maybe glasses and a mustache.
Oh, there are bears around here. You better watch it. You have a good day, sir.
Why don't you hop in my truck and I will take you where there are.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.